Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan. We're Grant and Danny. Thank you for making the show part of your day. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And let's talk to Robert Mace, one of our favorite NFL guests, does an awesome show for The Athletic that I listen to all the time. Robert, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Happy to do it, guys. Good. How are you?
Great, man. I want to get your national perspective first before we move on to more pressing, timely, fun things. On Washington being derailed this season. And I know you guys broke down every team, and you certainly laid out the path to this, but it has happened more loudly and more violently and more quickly than any of us thought it would. What do you think is the big issue here in D.C., where all of a sudden we're asking questions about Quinn and the coaching staff and Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels that we weren't asking a year ago?
I think it's just one of those things where the way that they approached the offseason, they were always kind of threading a needle that was going to be tough to pull off, especially on defense, right? Like you're getting as old as you are on defense, and you have an aging defense at a bunch of different places. And your hope is, can we get to a place where this is like a slightly above average unit? Can we get kind of the last gasp from enough of these guys where it can make good on how good the offense can be? And that just didn't happen, right? Like, it was the worst-case scenario. Every, like, coin flip thing that could have happened with the defense, whether it was Marshon Lattimore, you know, the pass rush being more than the collective sum of its parts, it just didn't happen. And so it's gotten worse on that side of the ball than I would have anticipated, but I always thought that that was a unit that didn't have a very high ceiling, and now, unfortunately, I think you're just realizing the floor of it.
So the only last thing I wanted before we move on to the rest of the NFL is, it was a pretty stark contrast, Robert, when Detroit had a bad game and Dan Campbell's like, we got to do something different, man. I got to take over play calling duties. Washington had one of the most historically bad months plus, and then it was like only finally was Dan Quinn like, okay, fine, I'll call some defense. Just to kind of smack you in the face, that dichotomy.
I think the unfortunate thing, the reality of this is, with Washington's defense, I think your hopes can only be so high because of the talent level. Detroit should have one of the best three or four offenses in the league. And so I think it's just a different standard that you're talking about. With Washington, I think this is more about making sure you're not playing an embarrassing level of defense over the back half of the season, because that's about salvaging what it feels like within the building, all of that kind of stuff. I think it's more about those like longer term culture considerations with him kind of steadying the ship there than it is like we have to make sure that we're maximizing the talent that we have on that side of the ball. Because to be completely honest with you, they don't have that much talent on that side of the ball.
Robert Mays, The Athletic Football Show on Grant and Danny. Two guys then to hit on specifically on the other side of the ball on offense would be Kingsbury and Daniels. On Cliff, is he still a hot head coaching candidate this offseason, and do you think he'll be a guy getting multiple interviews?
Probably not, just because a lot of owners are very, what have you done for me lately? They want, like, the hot guy who's coming off of a great season, and that's just not going to happen. I don't think there's anything about the offense, as far as what I've watched, that's, like, disqualifying or kind of sours me on what the Kingsbury experience has looked like in Washington. When he gets Jaden Daniels back and Jaden Daniels is healthy next year, I'm sure they'll be okay on offense. But I'd be surprised if he was, like, at the top of a lot of lists by the time we got to the end of the year. He might be, just because we've picked off the offensive coordinator tree so often over the last 4 or 5 years that I think the pool is actually much shallower now than in a lot of previous off seasons. But I don't think he's going to be like the first, one of the first like three or four names out of people's mouths when they're talking about the coaching carousel.
I just don't get why he's not mixing in some of what's working with all the really good offenses. You know, you look at the Rams and 13 personnel, like the top five teams going under center this year, Seattle, L.A., the Lions, the Bills, the Patriots with Drake May in year two. Washington is second to last. Only the Falcons, whose offense stinks under Zach Robinson, and they live in pistol and, you know, completely misuse Bijan Robinson, in my opinion. Those are the two teams sub 10% in under center rate, and they're at 6 and 7%. Like, I don't understand the logic here.
I think with the way that they're built specifically, I mean, especially when Jaden is playing, you lose a lot of the quarterback run game when you're going to go under center, as far as like being able to flip the math that way. You know, the best comparison that I would make is that it took a long, long time, and it took like multiple seasons of really struggling for stretches offensively before the Eagles have decided to do this, right? I mean, the Eagles are doing it because they didn't have anywhere else to turn. And I think, you know, with Baltimore is another good example of this, where for years they weren't really an under center team, and now they're starting to a little bit more of it. I get that to an extent, but I think that especially the numbers when Jaden is in there, you're losing part of what makes him great if you're going to more under center stuff. And so maybe over time they do some of that, but I think their personnel is different enough that I don't think that's something that gives me like a ton of concern, even if it's not in line with a lot of the other good offenses in the league.
Robert Mazey, The Athletic, with us here on G&D. Who's the best team in the NFC?
I think it's the Rams, personally. I just think that top to bottom, I think they have right now the best offense in the league, just with the way that that thing is rolling and the way that Matthew Stafford is playing. The run game is really good. Their offensive line's gotten healthy. They can attack you in so many different ways. And their defense has been really good this season. I mean, despite some personnel concerns in the back seven, I think that Chris Shule has done an excellent job. I think that, you know, some of the ideas they're trotting out on that side of the ball are really interesting, and I think that they've done a good job of dictating to offenses rather than vice versa. So that's probably where I would land. I mean, I think Seattle's absolutely in the conversation. I'm looking forward to that game in a way that I have not looked forward to a regular season NFL game in a long time, because I think you can make a serious argument for either one of them, and I think we'll probably have a clearer answer by the end of the weekend.
Seattle's been up 28-0 and 35-0 the last 2 weeks. That game's at 4 o'clock this weekend, by the way. 7-2 L.A., 7-2 Seattle for first place in the NFC West. A guy that could be a very hot candidate as an OC is Clint Kubiak. Man, is he lighting it up with Sam Darnold.
Oh, it's been awesome to watch. I mean, it's been one of my favorite units in the NFL to watch the entire season. We were talking about it today. We were on our show. We did midseason awards, and we were talking about assistant coach of the year, and Clint Kubiak is right there at the top of the list for me. And it was that Arizona Thursday night game. When I was watching that game, I was like, man, this thing is just humming. You know, the way that they've constructed the offense, I think they've done a really good job of making sure you're keeping defenses in heavier personnel and the amount of play action that they use. That's a structure thing. You know, that's a very good plan. But then you look at like the down to down play calling and just how good of a feel he's had for it this year. And it's been remarkable. I mean, I just never came into the season thinking I would be looking forward to watching the Seahawks offense every single week. And that's precisely what's happened.
The Colts last week have wavered, dropping that game on the road in Pittsburgh and then shaky beating Atlanta in overtime. Now they're bye week. Where are you at on them? Give me kind of a temperature check.
I think right now it's going to be a question to me of where between like the two poles of Daniel Jones are we going to fall? Because if you look at what happened over the first like 7-8 weeks of the year, he was the best quarterback in the NFL by far when pressured. You know, he was the only quarterback in the league, I think, per Next Gen Stats, that had like positive total EPA when pressured. And if you compare that to who Daniel Jones has been for a majority of his career, he has really struggled when pressured. And you've seen that over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's been really, really bad. The turnovers, just some of the sacks that he's taking. So that's my question about them moving forward. Where between those two poles does he fall? Are we halfway between? Are we closer to the guy he's been over the last 2 weeks, specifically when pressured? Because his ability to avoid a lot of those negative plays, that's one of the reasons the Colts offense felt the way that it did over the first half of the year. Everything else about this offense, the offensive line, Jonathan Taylor, Shane Steichen, the pass catchers, I feel really good about all of that. I think it's just going to be a matter of how bad is the bad from the quarterback in moments where he's pressured in the back half of the season.
The Athletic's Robert Mays with us on Grant and Danny. Denver's up a game on the Chargers and up a couple now on the Chiefs. They've got a massive game coming up with Kansas City next week in the AFC West. Is the Bo Nix discourse fair right now? I mean, the national pundits are essentially watching that tape saying, you know, they might have to make a quarterback change in the next couple weeks if something doesn't change. Is it that bad?
Quarterback change is probably strong for a guy that you drafted 10th overall and actually had a pretty nice rookie year, but he's playing some bad football right now. Yeah, I mean, it's been tough to watch, and I don't even think it's just last week. I mean, you can go as far back as, you know, that Jets game. What they're asking of him within the offense, I think, just speaks to a lack of faith they have in him. I think that Jets game is a really good example. I mean, just all like the third and eighth screens that this team throws, that's not the type of offense you're going to call with a quarterback that you believe in. And so I think this has been a consistent issue, and it's been kind of all over the place. And the concerning part to me is this is a guy last year who could get a little bit skittish in the pocket, did a lot of work as a scrambler out of the pocket on rollouts, some design, some him extending plays. I wanted to see him grow in the pocket. Like, could this be somebody deeper into plays where beyond your first read, could you actually play like a quarterback mechanically in the NFL? And he just hasn't really grown in those areas. Most of what he does is trying to make plays outside of the pocket or from extremely clean pockets. And that the fact that he hasn't grown and has regressed in a lot of those spots, I think that's concerning if you're a Broncos fan.
So similar question, same quarterback class, right? Is it as bad on tape as it sounds with Bo Nix? Flip side, is it as good as how we all feel right now about Drake May when you watch him?
Yes. It's a simple answer. Like, he's just really good. He probably still takes too many sacks, and that's like the one indictment or one criticism I would have. But because he is trying to do so much as a scrambler, you don't want to take that playmaking gene out of it. I mean, he's somebody that is just affecting the game in so many different ways. The calmness he's playing with, I always thought Drake May was really talented. My question was, how many negative plays would we see from him? How many times during a game would he be trying to do too much? And the ratio of that is just so much better than I think you even could have hoped coming into year two. When you look at Drake May's skill set, his ability to throw the ball down the field, his ability to throw the ball down the field with accuracy, the talent he has as a scrambler, the big plays were going to happen. That was inevitable. To me, it was about eliminating the bad plays. And for the most part this year, he has done an incredible job of doing that.
Robert, super quick, last one. The Bills, I don't get it, man. Like, the ceiling is still so high. I still kind of believe in them, but they make it harder. A couple of these losses, I thought they were over these sort of doldrums with their bye week, and they drop a game where they were totally outclassed by the Dolphins. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the defense, I think, has been a concern for most of the year. I think they did a great job of kind of coming out fighting left-handed against the Chiefs with a very specific game plan. I think they caught them off guard. Other than that, I think game to game, the defense has plenty of issues for me. And then now you combine that with the offense. If they can't run the ball, if they can't lean on that no matter what defenses are doing to them, I think their drop-back passing game just looks really unsettled right now. And so that to me is the biggest question. If you're going to remove that downhill run game where they can play in heavy personnel and they can kind of dictate the terms of the game, I just don't have a lot of faith in what it looks like right now for them on 3rd and 7. And for a team with Josh Allen at quarterback, that's just such a weird place to have reached. So I'll be curious to see, like, can they turn around just how uneven and unsettled that passing game feels like here over the second half of the year?
Robert, you guys do an awesome job. Really, really smart, insightful takes. Thank you. We appreciate it. It's good catching up.
Yep, anytime, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
There's Robert Mays. Check out his work from The Athletic on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I found that really interesting, what he said about Cliff Kingsbury, because I do think he'll be a head coaching candidate again, but I acknowledge they're going to have to get this offense going again. If the trend of the last month continues, and what was, you know, they were sixth, and then they were seventh, and then they were ninth, and now they're 12th or whatever. I'll look up the numbers. But if it continues where they're a middling offense, and if Daniels doesn't come back, let's say, and you can't really run the ball, you're not getting explosives down the field, well, that's going to be a much tougher hiring.
Not as sexy, right? I
mean, think about that press conference. Like, here's Cliff Kingsbury, and you look up all the numbers, and you look up the stories on Washington's offense this year, and you're like, huh? Whereas if Daniels were to come back in two, three games, whatever that looks like, he finishes strong. The arrow's pointing up on him and on the offense at the end of the year, and they finish ninth in yards per play, eighth in yards per play or something. And we look back after, you know, a decent stretch run where they won two or three games, and we say, man, they were derailed by a horrible defense. It's a much easier guy to interview and say, we did it. I think he will be a head coach in the next couple of years, but if I had to bet right now, I don't think he'll be a head coach next season.
Yeah, there are other names that are, I think, kind of to Robert's point, that are sexier right now. Like, it's not a jolt or an excitement to the fan base, right? Because what you do, the selling point would be pretty obvious, where you go, look at what this is how he got the first job. Look at what this guy did with fill in the blank quarterback. And if Daniels was healthy and doing Daniels things for two straight years, you'd go, we need that guy in our building for our young quarterback, period, end of story. Or we're going to draft one, whatever. That pairing is a match made in heaven.
If he would have left after last season,
yeah,
it would have felt gut-wrenching and back-breaking that you're breaking up this pairing, as you just said, that match made in heaven. If he were to leave this offseason, I would have major trepidation, depending on who the OC was, and I still wouldn't be thrilled because of the lack of continuity. But it's a lot closer to don't let the door hit you on the way out than it is a year ago, because the offense has stunk and he's not making the adjustments. You know, one other thing to bring up from the Mays conversation, he doesn't seem to have any issue with them not getting under center, because his point is it takes away from the quarterback run game, which is true. I don't want to keep majoring in the quarterback run game, though. I want to make throwing the football easier for Jaden Daniels. I think part of the regression this year has been about throwing the football, and they're not making life easy enough. They're asking him to do the hardest thing you can do in the league, which is the straight dropback game. Make his life easier by getting him under center, open up the middle of the field with play-action shots and linebackers coming downhill. Do what they do in the good passing offenses. And I still can bootleg and do a couple things. I could be out of gun occasionally and do some read option stuff. But, yeah, I'll turn down the knob on running from like a 7 to a 5 or a 4. And I'll turn up the passing knob from a 4 to a 7. Like, if that's the point, well, they're doing what they're doing because he's such a good runner and it'll make it harder. Okay, fine. I don't care about that.
Right.
I want to open up the passing game and get easier play-action throws for him.
I'm with you. I've always wanted that de-emphasized. To me, the running element is, to me, more valuable on the scramble than it is on the design. For whatever reason, the design runs this year, especially with Daniels, have been sniffed out and snuffed out. Defenses are not being fooled by that at all. For whatever reason, it's above my pay grade to figure out how, but nobody has been like, oh my God, where is he? There's somebody waiting there every time. If he keeps it, he's been, you know, diving back to the line of scrimmage, basically, it feels like, when it's carry time. So I'm ready to move on from that if that's a priority.
Lamar Jackson has to be in the gun because you need his running ability at all times, in my opinion, because he's not the passer that, say, like a Jaden Daniels is. I think the beauty of Jaden Daniels, the reason people fell in love with him, the reason that so many of us think he's going to be a good quarterback for a long time, is that he can be a passer. He can win from the pocket. And that's why I'm advocating, even though he didn't do it much at LSU, I want to see it. If he can't do it, then fine. But let's get him under center. It's a transition for sure. Ask Caleb Williams. But the drop back game from under center, turning your back to the defense, all that stuff. I don't expect you to look like Goff or Cousins or Carr right away, or, you know, one of these straight pocket passers. But you got to tap into that element of it, right? Yeah, is Caleb Williams less of an athlete when he's doing that stuff? But they're opening up explosives. You know, they're making him a better passer. That's kind of what I'm asking for. Here's what I want to hit on next with you, Danny. And we can make this our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. The Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day, local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Everyone's tweeting their photos. Everyone's got a buddy who's over in Madrid right now getting ready for the game. Are you jealous that you're not in Madrid for Commanders Dolphins at the end of the week and a few day vacation? Or are you relieved that you didn't spend the money to go over there? Jealous or relieved? 800-636-1067 is the number. You and I will debate this, and we'll hit the phones on this next, because I'm sure a lot of you guys like us, we talked about it. We debated it. Are we going to go? Are we not going to go? Are we going to make the arrangements? We'd be over in Madrid right now for like 3-4 days getting ready for football, which would be cool, but that's a lot of money. It's a pain in the butt to travel, and it's 3-7 against 3-7. Not exactly what the doctor ordered. Are you relieved or are you jealous as you look at all the coverage and people over in Madrid getting ready to root on the team? Next on Grant and Danny.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Madrid is the site of the Commanders and the Dolphins. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. I would think everybody knows somebody in Madrid right now. For us, Toby is
our correspondent on the ground, Tobias Junke.
Well, kind of. Our correspondent was supposed to come on today and then said, I got to take a nap, guys. Sorry. So we're not going to have our correspondent.
He was like, not for you guys.
Now, if we would have paid his way and said, you know, you're covering for the show, maybe we would have told him to stay up. But since we have literally nothing to do with him being there and we're just trying to latch on to get some skits and bits out of it, what are we going to do? Tell the guy who's on 1 hour of sleep, no, you got to stay up till 1 a.m. local so you can come on with us?
Would you mind?
But we'll hear from Toby tomorrow probably after he catches up on some Z's. But this is our poll today, and I want to take some calls on this at 800-636-1067. Now that everyone's over there, I'm feeling a little jelly. I was so glad last week leading up to this that I wasn't going, because I thought long and hard about it. I'm actually still surprised a little bit I didn't pull the trigger. It's one of these once-in-a-lifetime trips. Could have taken the wife, although that probably wouldn't have happened because we got a baby, and that's a whole thing. Believe it or not, Danny, there's a baby at home right now.
Wait, you guys have one?
Yes.
No. The Paulsons?
That's a good bit.
Thank you.
I was just waiting. I was putting that on a tee for you, waiting for you to swing.
I had it pretty good.
Six-seventh row. Six-seven. Any hoodles,
mm-hmm.
I find myself, now that everyone's there, that the crappy part of the process is over,
yeah,
wishing I was there a little
bit. Is that right?
Eating some of the fine cuisine. I like rice. Can I get some rice? I like shrimp. Toby ate shrimp. Although they still had the shrimp heads on. I hate that bit. Go ahead and pluck those off.
Okay.
Before you put those on.
Cook them on there. That's a little flavor in there for you.
Sure. But pull them off before you bring them over.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But what about you? Do you find yourself being jealous of the people going to Madrid? Or are you happy that you're not going?
Oh, I have no interest. None. Zero.
3-7, 3-7 is not what you would have wanted to see. But Danny, it's the week-long experience.
Which I understand.
The vacay.
And I've been to Spain. I didn't go to Madrid, but I did go to Barcelona.
No.
I'm telling you where I went. You can't get mad when I tell you where I went. I've been to Scotland, England, a couple different places. Most specifically in Spain, though, was where?
Barcelona,
that's right. So I'm all for the experience. The centering event, though, is such a dud, downer, pathetic festival of ineptitude that it hangs like a cloud over the whole week. So I'm stuffing my face with paella or looking at some beautiful art or architecture, or going in and out of churches and bothering you guys to come sightseeing with me, doing different stuff, eating patatas bravas and all sorts of delicious Spanish foods.
Oh, by the way, the idea that Danny would be bothering us to go sightseeing is hilarious.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing pickleball or sleeping.
Not in Spain. Not in Europe, dude. No. You've never seen it. It's obnoxious. I'm tough to deal with.
Saying you wouldn't play pickleball?
Not in Spain, no.
You wouldn't just go home after dinner?
No. Well, yeah, but that's the culminating part of the evening. Dinner at midnight over there, by the way. You're sleeping on the siesta situation.
You keep saying not in Europe. Is the allegation or the suggestion that you're like, you just want to go everywhere and see things?
Yeah, with places with like hundreds and hundreds of years of history. Like when I was in Barcelona, for example, I went and saw Sagrada Familia, which is like a 1,000-year-old church. Right. Like, we're doing that. Like, I'm going to that place to see that thing.
So you would go with us to the Museo Nacional del Prado?
Now you're talking. Yes.
You would go to the El Retiro Park, just some like beautiful like area with water and boats.
I love water. I love boats. I love parks.
What about the Royal Palace of Madrid?
In. We're doing that stuff. Okay.
Danny would do it with us? That's amazing.
But again, the cloud that's following me around, just following me around, is unbelievable bitter disappointment at this season. So no interest. Thank goodness we didn't make it happen. Because we were exploring it. We're like, how could we pull off doing the show with the time difference? Could we get back with a Wi-Fi connection in the hotel and maybe see if we can get it done? Too logistically complicated. Thank God. Thank God we're not there to see that football game.
Well, there's only been one caller who called in saying they were going in the last few days, even though I heard from a lot of people they were going. But the one guy that called in was Shane, and we asked him how much are people spending. And he speculated his vacay was going to cost like $5,000 to $6,000.
That's with a free place to stay, by the way. For Shane, hanging with his buddy.
That's a great point. But I also think he's doing it a little class. It sounds like there's a PJ involved or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you could have done it cheaper. Like, I'm not going to ask Toby. I have no idea. But I would think that the tickets, the flight, the hotels, it's got to be a couple G's. It has to be, right?
Just to fly over there, you're spending a pretty good chunk of change.
Could you? I'm thinking like $800 to fly over there. You saying way more than that?
I wouldn't say way more. I'll look it up right now.
Well, it's probably way more expensive than if you did it 7-8 months ago, right?
Yeah, I'll just put in like a random date. I'll put in like 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. So I'm guessing like let's say $1,000 to $1,200 for the flights. Then let's say the tickets. I did hear the tickets were super expensive, by the way. I'll look up. Darius, you do that. How much are the tickets to the Madrid game, Commanders Dolphins? Because I think if you're getting two tickets, it's like maybe $1,000, something like that, to get decent seats to this game.
So I looked up for a few weeks from now, early December, round trip tickets for $6,000 from D.C. to Madrid.
So I don't think people were spending that.
I don't think they are. They probably bought it far enough in advance where it wasn't that, but that's what's a few weeks from now.
So do you think it's possible it was like $1,500 then for the flights?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go $1,500 for flights. then tickets are several hundred apiece, I think. Darris and our crack staff are working on that now. Dad, what are you seeing as far as tickets? He's giving me a thumbs down.
I haven't found anything yet.
You won't take a really long time to find it.
Or 2 months from now, you can get over there for $5,000. DCA to Spain, to Madrid.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, that is just crazy.
But I don't think when people booked it was that way.
By the way, I'm less jealous right now.
Yeah.
You're making me less jealous.
Again, I love Spanish cuisine. It's awesome. You would like it a lot too, by the way.
Here is my, I guess, my bigger picture point, just to cut to the chase here to set up the topic.
All right.
Which is to say, when you did that, you thought this was another epic Commander season.
Mm-hmm.
You thought they were going to have a good record, that maybe it'd be an ultra-entertaining game against Miami and Tyreek Hill and the boys. He's out for the year. It's a bad Dolphins team, a bad Commanders team. No Jaden Daniels, by the way. The whole reason to go is to watch JD5 lead the offense. He's the calling card. He's the player to watch. You don't have him, let alone all the other guys they don't have, including Terry McLaurin. All the injuries, think about that, when you booked your trip travel. Mm-hmm. Do I still think it's an amazing vacation? Yes. Do I still think the trip is really, really good? Of course. But you're there for a football game.
That's right.
And Washington's an underdog to a 3-win team. It could be a complete gross clunker. And thinking of the diehard fans that are going over there, I keep using Toby as our example because he's our buddy that we know that's there. You guys know this, Ryan and Darris. I mean, Toby wears these losses more than anyone I've ever met. Like, he'll be texting us during games, and I'm like, oh, my God, he is, like, really sad right now. Like, he is upset about this. And I was that way as a as a kid, for sure. My being on the beat changed my fandom forever. It's not like I don't care. I still live and die with every play or whatever. But, like, emotionally, I'm not attached to the point where my day or my week is ruined when they lose.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I could tell with Toby, he's like, I don't even want to have to screen calls tomorrow if they lose. I just can't deal with the anxiety of it. And I'm like, damn. So, like, these are the people that are traveling over there, rocking their jerseys, are people that if they play terribly, your day, your week is ruined. Am I off?
No. That's the thing. And knowing that this is, even if they win, it's bad. Like, you're over there, like, this, it's so meaningless.
Well, no, if they win big, if it's like 37-10, you feel like you just saw them get right, and what an amazing performance.
Yeah, too little, too late, the empty calories win, a bunch of back padding. Like,
but that's not how the people that trip, that's how you feel? That's not how the diehards that are wearing their jerseys calling themselves, you know, whatever their nickname.
The command force for themselves?
The fan nickname is. Darris, I think you have a price point for me.
So 500 level tickets, which is their highest level in the stadium, are going for $191.
Okay.
U.S.
That's actually better than what I'd heard weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what is a good seat? If I want to sit, I don't need club level, but if I want to not be in the nosebleeds, what are people paying for this game?
I'm seeing 200 level tickets for €295. So I'm assuming that's close to like $330 or so.
Okay. That's actually better than I thought, to be honest with you. Let's get to the phones, though. 800-636-1067. Now that you're seeing everyone over in Madrid posting their pictures of their travels, are you a little jealous that you didn't make the trip? Or are you glad that you didn't? Because the team completely went off the rails since the purchases had to be made. John's in McLean. What's up, John?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Good, buddy.
So, headed to Madrid, leaving on Friday. Couldn't be more excited about it. Can I tell you why?
Yes.
I'm taking my son, International City, all the wonderful Prado, Plaza Mayor, all that wonderful sightseeing. But for the game, the only other away game he has ever been to was Detroit last season. And I'm trying to develop my son into a comprehensive Commanders fan.
Love it.
And being a comprehensive Commanders fan, going to an away game in Detroit is not going to give you the full picture of what it is like to be a Commanders fan. I think actually going to the game next weekend is going to be more what it's like to be an actual Commanders fan.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to showing it to him.
Them blowing out the Lions is not necessarily what he needs to get used to.
You got
to
take these L's, son.
Should have taken him to Dallas a few weeks ago. That would have been an authentic experience.
You got to spend a lot of money and a lot of time and resources to get kicked in the giblets.
So, John, if this is too personal, please tell me, but I am just very curious. Can you give us some estimates on prices here for flight, for hotels, for like tickets? What are people paying for the experience?
So, like I said, yeah, International City, a lot of hotels. You pick your price point when it comes to hotels. You can stay at a hostel if you want, or you can stay at a Ritz level. When it comes to flights, let's point out what I think is an error in your search. You're choosing DCA. If you go Dulles to Madrid, you're going to find much more affordable options.
Okay. So is that like $1,000 for two tickets? I mean, $1,000 per ticket round trip or less?
Yeah, yeah. And if you want two stops, if you want to make your travel day completely atrocious,
I don't need two stops.
You could.
And then how about tickets? Okay. How'd you do on tickets?
Now, I got hooked on tickets. So,
nice.
You know, I don't think my experience is going to be,
Not revealing.
Fair
That's
enough.
The one plus.
Well, it sounds like an awesome trip. How old's your kid?
He's 12.
Oh, dude, that's an old-timer. You and your son, that's a memory forever. That's a core memory. That's amazing. Enjoy it.
Yeah. So was last year. But he looked at me last year and he's like, this is great. Are all the games like this? I said, son, yes. Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, buddy.
Indeed. The fact that he took his kid to that beatdown of the Lions, which is the high watermark for this organization since 91. When they destroyed Detroit and Jaden Daniels had maybe the greatest game of his career as the Lions were bounced as the one seed. Unfortunately, his kid may not be at a game that great again. I mean, there's a chance they get back to an NFC championship game and win it or go to a Super Bowl or whatever. But there's also a very real possibility it's going to be a long time before that 12-year-old goes to a game of that magnitude where they play that well. That was an all-time incredible virtuoso Daniels offensive performance.
So I followed his advice. I did include Dulles in my search, and he's right. It went down to $5,000.
There you go.
So
I wonder if the holidays coming up is now.
I'm searching February now.
Really? You're just pushing it way
down. I'm just seeing if I can get anything under $3,000, maybe, and the answer is no.
Maybe to get the ticket prices down, he's having a couple of detours. Maybe they're doing three or four layovers.
If he's going by steamboat.
Yeah. Grant and Danny on the Fan, are you jealous seeing people in Madrid right now, or are you glad you're not making the trip with the Commanders 3-7? That's the question on the Fan.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All of the football discussion on The Fan today is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condorian Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, and probate administration. They do it all. Check them out at KMLawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's KMLawyers.com. Danny, on Friday, we are in Virginia. We're out and about. A field trip Friday at Pupatella Pizza.
Yes.
In Chantilly.
We love it. You know how we feel about Pupatella. Those guys are awesome to us. The food is delicious. In fact, now this is not a free plug or anything, but we had our football, flag football team party at Pupatella. The service was immaculate. The kids loved the pizza. The parents loved it. Appetizers and everything like that. They gave us space to let the kids run around. Just so good, man. It's like your local neighborhood stop. They're awesome.
It's also a great location for our events. It's right off Route 50 in that Chantilly stretch there. So if you're in the area on Friday from 2 to 6:30, want to grab lunch or dinner or just pop in for a drink, they've got a full bar. And it's just a really good place and really good food, and everybody's very nice. So come on out. Hang out with us. Kick it ahead of the Madrid game. A 9:30 a.m. start on Sunday. Is this going to work out? You going to be okay?
No, it's not great.
You're not a fan of bacon and eggs and football, I know.
No, it's the worst.
The Commanders are playing early in the morning, allowing you to watch football the rest of the day at 1-4.
You would think.
Which is an amazing gift. I hope everything's going to be okay.
No, it's not. It's the what time is it? Is it the fight with your spouse time? Or is it the necessarily get off the day on a bad foot time? It's that one? Great. That's what it is, and it's going to be conflict, and it's going to be a problem, and everyone's going to be mad at me the entire day. Everyone's going to be in a bad mood. We'll do that silence starting around 12:45, and you know it'll be maybe a text messages from another room to decide who's doing what with whom. It's the worst. I hate it so much.
Do you guys
have
games in the morning, or are you going to be able to watch?
You
probably don't have games till later.
No games this Sunday morning.
Look at you.
No games this Sunday morning.
Rare opportunity for real-time live Commanders consuming from Danny Ruye.
Mm-hmm.
You should be giddy about this. You should be thrilled. You should want games at 9:30 every Sunday.
No. It belongs at 1 o'clock on a Sunday. Alone. In a closed-circuit television so as few people can watch it as possible.
You're going to get a few more of those 1 o'clock starts that you like so much next year, I think.
Yeah.
The way things trended this year.
Let's course correct a little bit there.
If you are anti-standalone games or prime time with the whole country watching, the good news for you is you might be in for some treats next year. Because I don't think 7 standalone games and 5 primetime games, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, whatever else, it's probably not happening next year after the 4 or 5 wins or whatever this team manages this season. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church, wants to hop in. Sean, are you jealous of the people that are in Madrid, or are you glad you didn't make the trip?
Hey, you guys. I appreciate you taking my call. I'm jealous of the trip, but I am not jealous of going to the game. So, like, I wouldn't mind going for the trip, going to a local pub or a cafe, depending on, I guess, what it is. But I'm sure they'll have it on because Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, they're not playing right now because it's the international break. But yeah, I'm jealous of the trip, the experience, but I am not jealous of actually going to the game.
So here's actually a fun question. I wouldn't think that any Commanders fan would go over there without planning on going to the game.
Right.
But if your plan all along was that you'd scalp a ticket or you'd find a ticket or hop on the Game Time app, you know, as the game was about to kick off or whatever, does anyone just go for the trip, enjoy the culture, kick it with their buddies and Commanders fans all week, and then just watch the game in a bar outside and go all the way to Madrid? And even maybe you go on a tour of Real Madrid Stadium today, tomorrow, whatever, but you don't actually go to the game. Is there one single person that will do that?
Yeah, I'm sure, right? Somebody's got to
be.
Yeah. So my pops, actually, he and his lady went to Madrid maybe it was like a little over a month ago now. They were there for a couple of weeks. And I was telling him when he was planning the trip, I was like, dude, if you wait, I'm sure I called him dude. I was like, Dad, if you wait a couple of weeks, the football team's playing there. And he laughed me off the phone.
No way.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
Well, also, I mean, he's going to stay in. Oh, you mean just go
later. Like, is he go a little bit later? Gotcha. Like, if you booked everything 2 weeks later. I mean, this is the schedule would come out. He was booking it back in the spring, and they had all their dates and all the different things they're going to go see in this tour and that thing. So if you just change the date by 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever, you could mix in the football game. And he laughed me off the phone.
Well, here's the other question. This one might even be better. Is there someone, and I would imagine somebody will have this happen, that party's a little too hard on Saturday or whatever. Now, I know it's not a 9:30 a.m. kickoff there. It's actually 12:30, I guess, there. Or no, it would be 3:30. So maybe this won't happen. But is there anyone who either does a brunch too heavy in the morning or party's a little too hard, and they just have such a terrible feeling between all the food they're not used to and the drinking, where they don't even make it to the game and their boys just make fun of them for years?
100% yes. I'll tell you that right now, yes.
I think that's definitely a thing.
Because you sleep on it. I mean, and I don't know if it's that way the entire country. I know it's that way in Barcelona. But you eat dinner at like midnight. They take an afternoon siesta, and there's nobody in the restaurants at like 7 or 8 or 9. And finally, at like 10 o'clock at night, that's when people start to move. And then the whole nightlife scene is all hours. So someone's going to lose track of time, wake up somewhere, 6 a.m. be like, oh my God, I haven't gone to bed yet. And you're already international, your body will crash, and they won't make it to the game. I guarantee you.
I just hope people have fun. I feel bad. There's empathy from me that they thought they were seeing a really cool matchup that they're not getting. But it's still a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. I don't think anybody's going to come back having done it and say, I'm mad that I did that. I wish I wouldn't have gone. It's just too cool of a trip. Too unique an experience, too rare an opportunity, right? I mean, okay, so the football team's not as good as you wanted them to be. Not a so-what situation, but close to it. Go see the sights, man.
Yeah.
Go enjoy culture of a place you may never go to again.
Well, the guy that called us earlier that's going Friday, assuming probably coming back sometime Monday or whatever, where you're not getting the whole week to hang out in Madrid, that's tougher.
Well, who was it we were talking to here the other day who's flying out? Jeff. Jeff is flying out like overnight Friday into Saturday, and then he's getting in like 15 hours before kickoff.
Yeah, his plan was like, and he was talking real tough about not going to bed and going on zero sleep or whatever.
He's like, when I get to another country, I just run on fumes. Bro, you're going to sleep for a bunch of hours and then wake up for the game. He's basically just going for the game. I'm sure he'll still have fun. And look, there was a time in my life where I could do that. Get on a plane, 1 hour of sleep. Go enjoy myself, go out, do whatever. Those days are just behind me. I'm just an old person now.
Yeah. I'm so tired.
G&D on the Fan. Next, we're taking you up to 6:30. We will kick off our final segment with an audio vault. Also want to hit on some of the headlines today in the NFL and around sports before we get out of here on the Fan.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.